So my name is Natalie. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from insecurity, people-pleasing, and shame. Hey, guys. I grew up in a home that was not always safe. Both parents have unresolved trauma, which manifested itself most often through conflict. My dad is perfectionistic and copes with alcohol. I have memories from a young age of witnessing explosive and abusive fights. This pattern has occurred on and off for most of my life. As a child, I learned to be on guard if I noticed my dad was in a bad mood. This hypervigilance resulted in me stuffing my emotions and needs and trying to behave perfectly to avoid wrath. To receive affection, I got good grades and achieved. My ability to perform and stay in line created a false mirage of safety and control. In college, my good girl persona didn't go far. When I joined a sorority, I sought popularity and partying for identity and friendship. My sophomore year, I was sexually abused and later developed an eating disorder. I stuffed, controlled, and strived in hopes of earning love, but it just landed me in a pit. My senior year, I joined a Bible study hoping God could help. Upon graduation, I moved to Dallas and started attending Watermark. During this time, I straddled both the world and the church. I wrestled with giving up the life I had always known for a life with Jesus that seemed promising but uncertain. When my husband, John, and I joined a foundation group in 2017, one of the husbands abandoned his wife. Suddenly, our decision to be all in with Jesus was easy. We wanted to love her and be the church. Through that experience, I realized I needed to go through regeneration. I began combating sin like drinking and masturbation. I also wrestled every Monday with intense anxiety and fear. I cried every Monday, and I had a few panic attacks. I realize now I was so afraid to let go of control and be vulnerable because vulnerability had not been safe for me. And yet, as I slowly began trusting God's love and relying on His Spirit over my own self-protection, I began to find freedom. I learned my top three struggles were perfectionism, fear of man, and control. I also began to grasp an understanding of my new identity as a beloved daughter of Jesus. I understood that Jesus' love for me was not something I had to earn. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I also understood by accepting God's love, His Spirit gave me purpose, which transformed the way I approached work. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Upon commencing regeneration in 2020, I experienced disillusionment. At the time, I worked for a Southern Baptist nonprofit as a new believer. When the line of business I worked for realigned under new leadership, my position dissolved and I was moved to a high-priority role I was not ready for. My anxiety and panic came back in full force under the workload and expectations, revealing itself in meetings as I shakily struggled to form coherent sentences. Rather than meet me with curiosity, I received judgment and frustration, resulting in shame. At the same time, my community group dissolved and tension grew with John because he didn't understand my symptoms. 3 months later, I left the position for another, hoping the change would provide relief, but it didn't. As leadership continued to drive change, gossip, pride, control, and legalism appeared under the demands to produce. My new position was also impacted by this behavior. Candidly, I was getting beat up and had little healthy support. I prayed fervently through this time, but without the support of community and John, I struggled in isolation. I began wrestling with the fact that I was working for an outwardly Christian business, but internally, the culture and leadership was not reflecting Christ's character. Lastly, the desire for change seemed to be coming at the expense of its people and from a place of control and pride rather than surrender to the Spirit. How I responded to this was no better. Resentment, pride and anger grew in me and came out in one-on-ones with my boss. She echoed and encouraged this behavior, so our conversations resulted in gossip. Over time, our relationship grew toxic, and I became depressed. After a year, I wanted out. When I brought this to my new community group in 2022, rather than seek the Lord, choose curiosity and care for me, they idolized job security. The group and John deemed it best for me to stay until I had another job and told me to honor the employer in the meantime. This bad advice took me back to childhood, where despite not being okay nor safe, I had to get it together and measure up. So I stayed, but I searched for jobs every day. I also went back to serving in regeneration. I knew going through the steps again would encourage me and point me back to truth. While going back to serve at Regeneration was helpful, my patience towards the nonprofit grew thin. When I applied for one final position under a new director, my boss did not handle it well. Rather than let it go, a few days later, I shared a reflection about work on social media. It was wrong. I took it down, but the damage was done. When I got the new job, out of retaliation, my boss berated me, attacked my character, mocked the new leadership I was transferring to, blamed me for a lot of problems, and slandered me to her other management friends. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." While my boss's behavior was completely inappropriate, I knew I was eating the fruit of my words. But praise God for regeneration. I confessed everything to my coach, Catherine, who reminded me of my secure identity in Christ and encouraged me to walk out steps 5, confess, 6, repent, and 9, amends. Due to my public post, I apologized on social media. I also attempted many amends conversations with my boss, but each time she yelled at me, so eventually I stopped. Lastly, I continued to transition jobs well, despite widespread rejection, judgment, and gossip from my coworkers. Then, was doing so well, guys. Oh, okay. Then 6 weeks later, by God's great mercy and kindness, he answered an incredibly specific prayer. After 10 months of praying, hold on, not a cute crier, so let's see here. Okay. Then 6 weeks later, okay. By God's great mercy, told you it's not cute, any kindness. He answered an incredibly specific prayer. After 10 months of praying to get to work somewhere spirit-led, I got a job here at Watermark as a project manager. While I couldn't have been more excited, I felt grief and fear. I worried about my experience at Watermark being similar. So I begged God for a healthy environment, for him to heal and sanctify me, and for him to repair my trust in other believers. Redeem it, he did. Within a few weeks of being on staff, I told a few people from my team most of what happened at the nonprofit. Rather than judge or shame me, they were humble, curious, and gave me space for my feelings while lovingly pointing me back to truth. They also encouraged me as I continued to lead in regeneration through the 12 steps. 2 months later, I found out I was pregnant. Old fears resurfaced as I worried they would care more about my ability to perform than this news. Instead, I was met with healthy responses as they celebrated this pregnancy, supported me as I built out a new program, and discipled me. I also got to see the inner workings of an incredibly healthy, spirit-led church. In short, my team loved me like Jesus. Fast forward 2 years, and I stand before you different. While I am still in process, out of Christ's love, God is healing and refining me in so many ways. First, I know that it is truly God's kindness and his compassion that leads to repentance. No one has ever experienced healthy change from being shamed or controlled. As I continue to submit to God's Spirit because of his love for me, he transforms my character through small acts of obedience. Second, my identity as a redeemed daughter of Jesus is secure. When Christ died on the cross for my sin, he nailed my past, present, and future sins there with him, which means I can let go of shame. Third, God has allowed me to educate my husband and community group on ways they failed to care for me. I now know all the anxiety and panic I experienced was PTSD, and I'm beginning to understand my triggers. We've also been able to practice forgiveness and amends. As we process reconciliation, I'm learning to rest in my intimate relationship with God and wait for his lead. Finally, because of my relationship with Jesus, I know that the debt of injustices and harms to me is safest in his hands. I have prayed the step 8 prayer of forgiveness many times, and I do believe I have forgiven. At the same time, I confess that the weight of some of these injustices still feels heavy. Recently, I started a new therapy called EMDR, which is helpful for those who have experienced abuse, trauma, or PTSD. While reprocessing a memory during a session, I recognized I was self-protecting and holding a ball of justice still. When I tried to hand it over to Jesus, my hands were too sticky. I was willing, but the ball was stuck. As we dug deeper, God revealed to me a memory I didn't know I had from childhood. Without going into the details, this session helped me realize that there is so much more stored in my body and my brain that I do not understand or remember. Yet, I trust that as I continue showing up and making my weak and insufficient offerings to Christ of asking him to clean my sticky hands, his power and grace is enough to cover me, free the ball of justice from my grip, and clean my hands as many times as I am willing to ask him to do so. So, if tonight is your first night in regeneration, welcome. What a journey you are about to embark on. I pray that through this ministry, you would begin to trust God with anything you are carrying around and that in time he sets you free. In the meantime, please know that Jesus is safe. I hope you get to experience him as I have. My name is Natalie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from insecurity, people-pleasing, and shame. But through Christ, I am secure, chosen, and loved, and to God be all the glory.